From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Syria state media and human rights activists say government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta. It's near the capital, Damascus. It's the largest advance since a wide-scale offensive began last month. The Reuters news agency is quoting a United Nations official as saying that a humanitarian convoy carrying supplies from UN and other aid agencies will not enter the besieged Syrian enclave as planned. President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed Sunday that Russia and Syria are responsible for the heartbreaking human suffering in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders discussed in a telephone call what they called the appalling humanitarian situation near the Syrian capital. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Syrian forces had seized control of more than a quarter of eastern Ghouta. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send a high-level delegation to North Korea Monday to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. There's been more reaction after President Trump announced last week that he wanted to impose a 25% tax on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that the president is not planning to exempt any countries from the increase. He said that U.S. trade overseas is not fair and reciprocal. We're not going to take it anymore. We don't get good results. This is VOA News. Italians